Praise ye the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. And on the internet, you can write, send us email via the internet if you have questions, or go visit our website on the internet and read all our literature free of charge. That will be edifying to you. Our web address is gospeldistribution.org, and you will see a lot of, you can send email to us from there. God bless you. Now, in the last broadcast, we were talking about the book of Daniel, prophecies that had been written in the days of Daniel the prophet, almost 2,000 years before Christ came, or precisely not 2,000, let's say about within the 1,000 year before Christ came, was Daniel. Because when Daniel prophesied about the days before the Messiah, it was like 700 and something years before the Messiah came. So you can talk about Daniel writing this prophecy 700 years or more before Christ came. And the angel of God was giving him the meaning of those prophecies also about the kingdoms of the world from the time of Daniel clear to the end of the world. Telling in symbology, he saw beasts, one beast after another, about four beasts, each beast representing a kingdom. And the fourth beast that came was so weird, as far as Daniel was concerned, couldn't describe it, the beast, to be anything other than strange. The first one, he said, was like a lion, the other one like a bear, the other one like a leopard, but the fourth one like nothing other than just a strange beast with seven heads and ten horns. So that was a strange beast, and you couldn't compare it to be any animal you knew. And that was the technological age. It started from the Roman Empire that ruled the world and broke into pieces into the European countries. The Roman Empire broke into pieces and formed and became the European countries, even all through to the Eastern Europeans. Because when Caesar broke apart, we have another Caesar in the Eastern Bloc of the Russia, and the Caesar in the Western Bloc. That was the first beginning of their breaking apart. And then everything actually broke apart later. And the only thing that held them together was the Pope that suddenly rose up and became a religious leader of these European countries, indirectly or directly influencing all those countries. Everything that happened was prophesied in the book of Daniel. And more that will still happen has been written in this Bible, in this book of Daniel. And that is why I'm explaining it to you. And after the Roman Empire broke into pieces like that, and you have all those countries like England, France, Italy, Germany, Belgium, Spain, all the European countries that started the colonization and broke all the world into pieces and draw the geographies and the national boundaries, God already prophesied that it was in that last beast that they would break the world into pieces. And you see right there in the book of Daniel chapter 7 that he broke everything in pieces and stamped the residue with his feet. And that was why what they were doing to the world countries, so all the countries they colonized, just robbing all those countries of the gold and of the treasures, and that's like stamping everything with their feet, because they're actually taking the treasures and taking them to Europe. All the colonies were being ripped off like that, and taking all the goods and resources were being taken and taken to Europe. And that was what it meant by saying they were stamping the residue with his feet as they break them into pieces. The Son of Man that was brought before the end of the day is representing the saints of God. Many of believers have taken that Bible verse to mean that Jesus Christ is separate from God, the Ancient of Days. No, Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh. Jesus Christ came as God on earth, manifested in form of human being, to start his church. And then the saints of God are the people that are believing in Christ, that are being born again. And this angel was interpreting to Daniel. He said, the Son of Man that was brought before the Ancient of Days actually is symbolizing the saints of the Most High that shall take the kingdom. And the Christians, the believers, are the saints of the Most High God. Of course, Christ is the head of this church. Okay, now that is where I ended in the last broadcast. I'm going to continue from Daniel chapter 7. I will read the last part of it, where Daniel wanted to know what is this fourth beast that was diverse from the rest of the beasts. And the angel was telling him that this fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse. This is verse 23. Daniel chapter 7. Say, this fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, like I said before, and shall tread it down, That is how they were ripping the colonies from all the resources and taking them to Europe and breaking it into pieces. That is when they mark all the countries and cut the nations the way they wanted it and cut them into pieces like pies that they are cutting for themselves, and make some languages to be together as one nation. Up to today, these languages are still fighting, these different tribes are still fighting one another. In Yugoslavia, they were breaking apart after many years of independence from these European countries. But it started because these countries have broken everything to pieces the way they want it to happen in those generations. Verse 24 said, "And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and it shall be diverse from the first, and it shall subdue 3 kings, and it shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High." Now that is the persecution when he says he's wearing out the saints. Persecution took place in the days of the Roman Empire, and it continued after the Roman Empire broke into pieces and the Pope, the papacy, became the religious leader of the whole European countries because of the population of the Catholicism in all those European countries. And the papacy, or the Pope in Rome, became like the new world leader in those generations, and almost subdued many of those countries, so that the kings of those countries does not have as much influence upon their people like the Pope has on the country itself, upon the Catholics, about Catholicism. And that is how he subdued many 3 kings. Now, and so I believe this horn that came up is actually representing the papacy in that vision. And he went further, he said, it spake great words against the Most High. And how did they do that? It's by all the doctrines that was brought into papacy, into the Roman Catholic Church. All the doctrines that are contrary to the word of God became like blasphemy. And that was what he meant by saying, speak great words against the Most High. And he wear out the saints of God, because persecution rose up in Europe from the Catholicism, from the Pope and all his cardinals, against any mushroom church that tried to oppose the authority of the Pope. When all the other countries, all the other churches or groups of churches are trying to resist Catholicism, they were persecuted, they were arrested, because they have the power of the government, and they were imprisoning people all through Europe. That was the beginning. That was why when the Protestantism started, Martin Luther had to take refuge with another government to be able to oppose the papacy. And then when the pilgrims all fled from Europe, it's because of the persecution that was going on. So there was persecution when the papacy and the Pope and all the Catholicism were actually persecuting the believers in all over Europe in the earlier century. And that has been prophesied here in the book of Daniel, that it will wear up the saints of the Most High God and wage war against them. And it also was revealed in the book of Revelation chapter 13. What was written by the book of Daniel here was also repeated in the book of Revelation almost a thousand years later. God Christ also gave this prophecy in the continuation of what Daniel wrote, and more explanation in the book of Revelation how it will finally end, because this was looking way ahead. But at the time of the book of Revelation was being written, it was much more clearer that what Daniel was writing about, some of them were already taking place then, and the future was still to come. But now we can look back from this time, our own generation of the 19 of the year 2000, and see what has taken place. We could look at history and understand all these prophecies, right? And that's how we could know what is this 10 horn, or what is this small horn that came out of the midst of the 10 horns, because we can look at history. It's easier to understand it by looking at history now, rather than when they were looking at the future and they don't know how it will really take place. So that's how we are telling you exactly what this Bible prophecy meant, because some of them have already taken place and more are yet to come. Because the last part of it is when the God of heaven will give the kingdom of the earth to the saints of God. That is yet to take place, and that is very soon. That is coming very soon. When Christ shall come back, we are all expecting Jesus Christ to come back. When he's coming back, he's going to take the Christians away first and destroy these world governments by making them to wage war against one another and destroy one another in a nuclear blast, nuclear holocaust. And then Christ will come down, and the saints of God will take possession of this planet Earth forever and forever. And that is the plan of God. And it's written down here in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7 is what I'm reading. And I went further. He said in verse 25 that shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. That is, they try to change the laws, and in fact, the papacy had his hand in the calendar we are using right up to now. They call it the Gregorian calendar. That was the Pope Gregory or something that made some changes, and they changed the laws and the times to change the calendar to fit their own purpose all through the history. And God has revealed all of this by prophecy in the book of Daniel, that they think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time, which means God has a time limit for this last beast, and that's what we just summarized in as time and times and the dividing of time. People have always assumed that's talking about 3.5 years of the last 3.5 years, but this also could actually be talking about 2,000 and 2,500 years, really. If you look at it and say, how long has these empires have been doing these things? Is it going to be 3.5 years of the last 3.5 years, or is it going to be 2,000 years, 2,500 years? Who knows? But you can say God has a time fixed when he's going to sit, like he said, the Ancient of Days is going to sit in the earlier verse, and this beast will be taken away, and the kingdom of the air will be given to the saints. So it will not just continue like this forever and ever. God has a plan. That's why the church is coming up again. The church of God, the church of Jesus Christ, is reviving itself again. And 300 years ago, there is no power of the Holy Ghost downpour upon multitudes like we are seeing it right now. And that's why we are asking you, if you are not a Christian, you better come and become a Christian. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you are a believer and you have been lukewarm, you have been in the wrong religion, wrong false church, it's time for you to come out of them and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and begin to seek revival and go into these evangelical churches where you can be revived, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. And then you will be ready, looking for the Lord Jesus to come, preparing for the Lord's coming, because he's coming soon for a church that is without spot, without wrinkle, and blameless. Now let's go on and read further here in verse 26. The angel went further and said, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, that is the dominion of this fourth beast, to consume and to destroy it unto the end, because that beast was slain and destroyed and cast into the lake of fire. That actually is symbolizing what then? When the Bible said this beast actually is representing a kingdom, and you know a kingdom is not just one city, it's going to be cities that are all under this jurisdiction, ruled by these 10 kings, which are actually European countries. If you can look at it that way, you can see they are almost all the European countries, and along with all the Western countries, perhaps what you're going to say. But he said they're going to be consumed and destroyed unto the end. So you can say that they are going to destroy one another in a nuclear war. Already prophesied here, it looks like as God himself is going to destroy them, but God has shown many ways in the book of Revelation how these things will take place. The nuclear war that is going to destroy man is going to be by them themselves. All the amassing of the weapons that they have built up in their silos, all the nuclear weapons that America has, that all these big countries have, that if they start a war right now, even that any accident in those silos alone will wipe out the whole world. But Christ said, if the days were not shortened, no flesh would have been saved. But Christ will shorten the days. So you see, it's the finger of God that's going to make them do that, going to make them wage that last war. Whether a woman may like it or not, that world war will take place. No matter what peace talks they were talking, when time is ripe and God says it is time, like he said, there is a time, the times and dividing of time, when this beast will be allowed to continue to do all these things, and they are ungodliness, they don't believe in God. It is from this Western world they started the theory of evolution, trying to wipe out the idea, the knowledge of God. But you have to also know that in this Western world also we have the believers. So the believers of Christ are everywhere, all over the world. So that is why God is not choosing a country. In this dispensation, the Lord Jesus Christ is not choosing a country as the Christian country that must be saved. No, 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 no. That's a lie of the devil. Christ is choosing individual person. You that is listening to me, you may be listening in a Muslim country, but you have been chosen by Christ as a Christian. You are called to be a Christian. God knows you and is inviting you. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you will be members of the kingdom of God. This kingdom of God is a virtual kingdom, so to speak. That is, it's not just in a particular country, it's everywhere universally, where Christ is picking up his own people, and you will be part of his kingdom. And very soon he's going to take his people away so that this world can destroy itself. So God is not choosing a country and say this is the country that is the country of God. Every country can claim to be a country of God because they are the population of more Christians, or they worship a God religion. Like the Israelites, the people of Israel think they are the God country because of the prophecy to Abraham. But in this dispensation, God is not choosing a country yet. Maybe that will come back to them later. But as far as the church of the living God is universal now, Christ is choosing individual. So you that is a Christian, thank God that you are believing. And come to Christ, move closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the trumpet shall sound, every believer, wherever they are, from the east to the west, he will take them out. Like he said, the Son of Man, they shall see like a lightning flash from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So it's not like a country is a Christian country. They are deceiving themselves. They may be 90% Christians, but that does not make them Christian country. God is not choosing a country. God is choosing people, individual people. So remember that. But he said, these people, the saints of the Most High God, who are the individual people, are the people that are going to take over the kingdoms of the world. The planet Earth will be given to the saints, and we shall reign forever and ever. And the remnant of these countries will all destroy themselves in the world war that is coming. And the finger of God will make them fight that world war, where they will be burned in the fire. Like the Bible said here, it said that the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away this dominion of this fourth beast, this European beast. It's actually European countries joined together in form of a beast, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. So now you can see that there will be a nuclear blast that will destroy almost a lot of European countries. That's what he's telling us here. And he said, verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the old heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. So that's why I said the Christians everywhere, both in Europe or in America or in Africa or in Asia, all Christians will be given the kingdom of the earth all over again. And we shall come down with Christ after he has taken us in the rapture. And those who are dead in Christ will be resurrected, and he shall live on this planet again forever and ever. They will renovate the earth. We will renovate this planet earth after they have been wiped out by the Oracle. The book of Isaiah and the prophets and the book of the prophets describe so many things in the detail, how they will be burying the dead for 7 months. And for seven other years, they will still be seeing the dead scattered all over the land. So, and they will be employing people that are left just to go be searching for the dead corpses everywhere in the Middle East, where the war will be centralized, or all over Europe, where there will be a lot of carcasses because of the nuclear holocaust, everywhere all over the world. So that is where what is going to take place. The Christ said he will save some people that will still be alive, those people that will be buried in the dead, that will escape all these things. But the Christians, we have a better hope. That's why if you are a Christian, don't try to save your country. Don't try to save the government of the country. Save the people, individual people of your country. Preach to them to repent and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Let every individual come to Christ and be saved. If the whole country can be saved, then maybe the whole country will be saved. But just try to save individual person, not the government, but save the individual person. And then the government will be changed. If every person that is in the authority of the government are being changed and accepting Christ and their saints, then the government will be different. Don't you think so? So, but Christ is calling you as an individual. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Christ wants you to come so that you can be saved. And like we said in the book of Daniel chapter 7, that the rest of the dominion and the rest and the greatness of dominion shall be given to the saints of the Most High. And there shall be no more changeover of government. No more changeover of government. No more another kingdom overthrowing this kingdom. No more war. Because Christ himself will be ruling. And the saints of God will be ruling the earth with Christ. Won't you like to be a partaker of this kingdom? Christ is inviting you right now. Come. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can see the plan of God for this planet. He let the world be ruling themselves that don't believe in God and all their doctrines of evolution. God will give them a time, and at the time appointed, God himself is going to sit and take it over and give it to the saints of the Most High. And the righteous shall inherit the earth, hear the word of God. And the saints of God are the righteous. You want to be one of them, so you've got to be righteous. You want to be one of the saints of the Most High God that will take over the earth. You have got to be righteous. And to be righteous, you've got to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He is the one that is making us righteous. It's not by our own work, by our own doing, or by our own work. We are saved by grace. He is putting His Spirit into our life. And you have to ask Him. You have to surrender to Him. You have to accept Him. You have to believe Him as your Lord. You have to accept His sacrifice on the cross, that He died for you on the cross. He was not crucified as a criminal. They claim Him to be a criminal, but He died for the sin of the whole world. Jesus Christ rose again by Himself, and He commanded us to preach this gospel to the whole world, and then shall the end be, because He will come back. And we are inviting you to come and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior now. And I'm going to pray for you, so that you can give your heart to Him. And if you that is listening to me, you are already a Christian, I want to begin to aspire for more of Christ. You want to grow spiritually, so that you can be a partaker of this, to escape all these evil things that is coming at the end of the world. Christ said, I pray that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all this evil that will come upon the world, and to stand before the Son of Man. So your own desire is to escape all those nuclear war and stand before Christ. Some will escape by being dead before that time occurs, while some will escape by being gone in the rapture before that time occurs. But Christ also promised He will protect some in the days of those evil, even when they will be upon the earth before that time is taking place. So there are many ways of escaping. But pray that you may escape, because the Bible said the righteous have been taken away. Men did not consider that the righteous have been taken away from the wicked evil things that is coming. Because He said, blessed are the dead that die in Christ, from henceforth they rest from their labor. There will be a time when terrible things will be happening upon the world, and it will be blissful for those who are dying, and they are dying in Christ, going to paradise, than those who are still alive struggling. Because that time is coming when terrible things will be happening upon the world. That the angel said that those who are dying in Christ, they are blessed. Because those who are alive and are struggling, they are in torment and sorrow. So, but Christ is asking you now, accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and you can escape all those evil things. And begin to aspire to the goal of overcomers in praying, in fasting, in seeking Christ more and more of God, and searching the Bible and searching what is acceptable before God. And Christ will help you. And that is my exhortation to you. And if you want to accept Jesus and you want to move up higher in faith, let me pray for you right now. Say it after me. Say, Jesus, I believe You. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart now and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Quicken my spirit to begin to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Fill me with Your Spirit and quicken me to begin to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Thank You, Jesus. Plant in me Your anointing, Lord Jesus Christ. And let me not be lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, like the Word of God said. Let me be hot for Christ from today, ready to stand for Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening, that You will touch them, that You will give them Your understanding of the Word of God, that they will comprehend the Word of God when they begin to search the Bible themselves. And Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost. From today, let them sin no more, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord. Now, I want you to write to me so that I can send you some more literature. You can read all our literature on the internet if you have access to the internet. And our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell it out, gospel distribution, one word. No space between it. gospeldistribution.org. And I will send you some literature. You can send us email on that internet. Send email to the webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. Jesus loves you and it's coming soon. And I want you to remember what you have learned in this testimony, in this Bible prophecy of Daniel, that God is going to let these kingdoms of this world continue until the time that He has already appointed. We don't know that day or the hour, but we can see it coming closer. When the ancient of days shall see it, and the saints of God shall go and meet Him, shall be caught up to meet Him. That's what it meant by that prophecy, where it said the Son of Man was brought on the clouds of heaven. That is the rapture, to stand before the Ancient of Days. That Son of Man is representing the Church of God. And the angel said the saints of God is represented by that Son of Man. And Christ is the head. And we shall be taken in the rapture. We shall be taken in the rapture to meet God in the air. And that's what the Bible said. And He said it shall be brought before the Ancient of Days, and He will give the kingdom of the earth to them. And while that is taking place, the beast and the world kingdoms will be destroyed on the earth. And that is represented in this Daniel chapter 7. And then the saints of God will come down and rule forever and ever. And that is the plan of God. And I'm telling you the plan of God so that you can put yourself to be a member, to be a partaker of this plan, How do you become it? You have accepted Jesus or you have not. If you have not accepted, accept him right now. Call upon him to come into your life. And if you have accepted him, begin to aspire to the goal of overcomers, wanting to be like him, and praying and fasting, getting yourself ready for this ongoing rapture. And Jesus Christ will not pass you by. He said, he that seeketh, find it. He that asketh, shall receive. He that knocketh, the door will be opened. So you begin to pray that, Lord, I want to be a member of this rapture. I want to be a partaker of this rapture. I want to go with you when you are coming in rapture. He that seeketh, find it. You've got to search more to know what am I to do to get myself ready. On our internet web address, you can see a lot of literatures on the rapturing faith that will build your faith and tell you how to prepare for the Lord's coming. You can read it free of charge. And if you have any way of helping the gospel or the work of God, you can send it by email or by postal to our address. Our address again is
Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050.
webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. Jesus Christ loves you. In the next broadcast, I will go into chapter 8 of the book of Daniel, where Daniel saw another vision, which is very close to the first vision of these four beasts, except that God now revealed those four beasts in another format, where one was overthrowing the other. In this first one, they were just appearing without seeing their interrelationship. But in this chapter 8, Daniel saw another vision where the beasts were actually overthrowing one the other, and the same thing, the meaning was almost the same, and more explanation was given. So that we can, that this generation can look back and see those beasts and say, that was what we saw in history that has taken place. Our one country or one kingdom overthrew the next kingdom, another kingdom overthrew the next kingdom, until this generation where we are right now, where it looks as if everyone is at peace, but there are so many splinter group countries all over the world. Just like it has been prophesied that the last beast will have 10 horns, and not only that, they break the world into pieces and stamp everything with their feet, and that is taking place right now. But Jesus Christ is coming, and he will take over the kingdom of the earth and give it to the saints, and we are the saints of the Most High God. Make yourself a member of this kingdom, of the kingdom of Christ. Our kingdom is coming. The kingdom of this world where we are born is not the kingdom that we are looking for. He said that we are to look for that kingdom of heaven that is coming. And as many as looking for him, to him, to them shall he appear the second time to take them to glory. So remember, keep looking up for Jesus. No matter where you are listening to me, you may be in the European countries, you may be in the Asian countries, or you may be in the African countries, or in the West African, Western civilization countries. Wherever you are listening to this gospel, know that that is not your home. That is not your kingdom yet. Our kingdom, if you are a Christian, our kingdom is still coming. The kingdom of Christ that we are talking about, that is going to inherit this planet Earth, that is going to be given this dominion and these nations of the world. So be a member of that kingdom and keep your eyes looking up unto Jesus. God bless you.